The east of Chad, Darfur, and the north of the Central African Republic are roamed by bandits and highwaymen, as well as rebel groups, and relief agencies in the region often have to navigate these precarious conditions. The difficult situations are seriously hampering aid operations and can often result in these organisations withdrawing from the region. The area is so unstable that in a report by the International Crisis Group published in April this year, it was dubbed a powder keg. Michel Falavigna is the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Chad. He says humanitarian workers without escorts are easy targets for armed groups in the border region.
Regrettably, NGOs that are without escorts because of the principle of neutrality and impartiality that uphold become very soft targets for these type of criminals.
Six aid groups temporarily withdrew from eastern Chad after a kidnapping on November 9th, leaving 37,000 people without assistance. In Sudan's strife-torn Darfur province, kidnappings of aid workers has become frequent. Two women working for the Irish charity Goal were kidnapped in July northwest of El Fasher, the capital of North Darfur, before being freed in October. Several other kidnappings of local or expatriate humanitarian staff have taken place this year, notably those of a French woman and a Canadian woman from the NGO AMI. Two Sudanese workers were killed. The Chadian government, led by President Idriss Deby, accuses Sudan of supporting rebel movements in Chad. Sudan in turn accuses Chad of backing rebels on its territory. In the Central African Republic on Sunday, two aid workers for the NGO Triangle were abducted at gunpoint. The French Foreign Ministry has called for their release, saying it condemns this new criminal act, which once again hits humanitarian workers in a region where NGO assistance to the population is primordial. The workers were kidnapped in Birao, which is part of a zone watched by the United Nations mission in the CAR in Chad, known as MINOCAT. Its spokesperson, Elizabeth Byers, says escorts are available to NGOs that ask for them, but some groups prefer to operate independently. Byers says MINOCAT has increased its air patrols to help protect NGOs operating in the region.
MINOCAT has increased its air patrol with helicopter flights in the areas where the humanitarian operate. MINOCAT has also increased patrols in Abéché. They are also focusing on arresting people that have been identified to organise crimes in and around Abéché.
She also stressed the need to reinforce the capacities of MINOCAT, which was set up to protect refugees and internally displaced persons. However, the mission has never fully been deployed. In figures available from May this year, MINOCAT was operating at less than half its strength, with 2,115 out of 5,200 troops deployed to the field. Marco Succi is the spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross there. He says his organisation is one of the few still working there.
We are one of the few organisations working there. And as you know, in our mandate, we are compelled to have a dialogue with all the armed carriers, including the armed opposition groups.
There are fears among the humanitarian community that if the trend continues, more agencies will be forced to pull out, leaving thousands without assistance. Kate Thomas for VOA News in Dakar.